This is a shiur on the Kutas Sichas Chelik Yudalev Pashas Truma Sicha Beis. The content of the shiur is about the mitzvah of building a Beis Hamikdosh, and what exactly does the mitzvah consist of and what is the purpose. In order to understand the Sicha, we need some introduction. The introduction is about Minyan HaMitzvos, counting the mitzvahs. There are thousands of instructions in the Torah. Do this, don't do that. But we have an ancient tradition. In the Gemara, it's already an ancient tradition that there are exactly 613 mitzvahs. So the Rishonim counted the mitzvahs and they had to work out which instructions are considered a mitzvah and which are not. So that became a subset, a subcategory in Limud HaTorah, working out which are mitzvahs and why should this be counted and not that. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, begins with 14 rules, which he calls Shoroshim, roots, about counting mitzvahs. For example, the simplest one, the first one, that we only count mitzvahs which are from the Torah and not mitzvahs which were instituted by the Chachomim. For example, lighting Chanukah licht, reading the Megillah, those cannot be counted among the 613 because the tradition is that there are 613 mitzvahs which were given to Moshe at Sinai. Now the Rambam goes on to explain that we cannot count mitzvahs which were only temporary, which were meant to be performed for the time that they were given, but never again. For example, the mitzvahs of the mon. And, for example, to take a jar and fill it with mon so that later generations would see how Hashem fed the people miraculously when he led them out of Mitzrayim. For example, the mitzvahs in preparation for Matan Torah, fencing the mountain, washing their clothes, separating men and women, those were only for the period of Matan Torah. The mon was only for the period of the desert. It's not a mitzvah for all time. Therefore, it's not counted. Now, as we move on, the Rambam lists several shoroshim, several principles, about which mitzvahs should be counted and which not. And the Rambam states basically that one cannot count a mitzvah that is too broad, nor a mitzvah that is too narrow. Too broad, in principle 4, Shoidish Dalid, the Rambam says, you cannot count a mitzvah like Kedoshim Tihyu, you shall be holy. That's a general statement. It applies to a Yid in many, many ways that he should be holy. It perhaps that even encompasses all the mitzvahs, that we should be holy. Asher kiddishonu b'mitzvos tov, Hashem sanctified us by his mitzvahs, so we should be holy by observing the mitzvahs. But it's too broad to count as a specific mitzvah. Likewise, we cannot count as a mitzvah something that's too narrow. For example, in Shoyrish Dayin principles, Devin, the Rambam said, you cannot count the conditions of a mitzvah as a mitzvah, meaning the conditions in which a mitzvah shall be fulfilled do not themselves count as mitzvahs. So, for example, there's the mitzvah of inheritance, to give a person who is deceased, he gives his estate to those who stand to inherit from him. The Torah has a whole bunch of ifs. If the deceased has male heirs, they get the inheritance. Only female heirs, they get the inheritance. No heirs at all, no children at all, then the father of the deceased inherits. If there's no father, then the uncle inherits. We cannot count each of those conditions, if this, then that. We cannot count them as individual mitzvahs. They are merely details in the overall mitzvah of inheritance. These details are the line, the chain of inheritance. Now, for our purposes about the Beis HaMikdash, what is important is the 12th Shoyrish, the principle that we do not count parts of a mitzvah as a separate mitzvah individually. So, for example, it's the mitzvah on Sukkot to take the four minim, the esrig, the lulav, the hadus, and the arova, to bind them together and to celebrate by holding them in the Beis HaMikdash particularly. So we're not going to count four mitzvahs. Take a lulav, take a hadus, take an esrig, take an arov. No, the mitzvah is to take all these together, to put them together and celebrate with them. So they are not to be counted as individual, separate four mitzvahs. Next principle. We don't count parts of a task that has to be performed. We don't count the parts of the task as separate mitzvahs. So I'll give my own example. Had Hashem commanded us to make a car, so you wouldn't count making a steering wheel as a mitzvah, making four tires as a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, a car doesn't necessarily need a steering wheel if it's a driverless car, and it doesn't need four tires if it runs on treads like a tractor or a tank. So these are simply parts of the task of making the car, means making the different parts of the car as well, and those parts are not to be counted as part of the as individual mitzvahs. Now, when it comes to our subject, the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, which is stated at the beginning of our parsha, V'osu li Mikdash, Hashem says, let them make a Mikdash for me. The Rambam counts the mitzvah to build a Mikdash, to make a Mikdash, but he does not count the parts of the Mikdash, the menorah, the lamp, the shulchan, the table for the showbread, the mizbeach, the altar for the korbanos. He doesn't count as a separate mitzvah each of them, even though it says in the Torah, v'osu menorah zov, they shall make a menorah, they shall make a table, they shall make a mizbeach. He doesn't count them as separate mitzvahs. Why not? Says the Rambam, because they are all subsumed in the mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash is to make a Mikdash which is equipped for the service of Hashem, which would be a central place where all the people would gather on Yom Tovim. So, making such a place entails making the different furnishings of the Beis HaMikdash. So we cannot count each of the furnishings as a separate mitzvah. This is the opinion of the Rambam, which he states both in his Sefer HaMitzvos and at the very beginning of his Sefer Avoda, which talked about the Beis HaMikdash and the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So again, the Rambam said we count one mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that includes the mitzvah to make a menorah and a shulchan and a mizbeach, which the Rambam goes on to enumerate each one how it must be made. The Ramban argues. The Ramban states in mitzvah Lamed Gimel, which talks not about the Beis HaMikdash, but about Big Day Kohuna, the garments which the Kohenim wore when they served in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, why is it that although the Torah speaks and dwells at length about the different garments of the Kohenim, how they should be made, and that the Kohenim should wear them when they serve in the Mikdash, and there will be a glory and a beauty for the Kohenim, the Torah dwells extensively on the Big Day Kohuna. Why is there no mitzvah to make the Big Day Kohuna, as the Torah says, V'yosiso tzitz, you shall make a head plate, V'yosiso osu eso ephod, they shall make the apron. Each one has a command they shall make. Said Ramban, there's no mitzvah to make Big Day Kohuna. In fact, the Big Day Kohuna were only operative and necessary at the time when the Kohenim were doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. When they're not doing the service, they don't need to wear them. If so, we see that the point of the Big Day Kohuna is an accessory to the Kohenim service. Meaning, Hashem said that the Kohenim should, for example, offer the Korbonos, and when they're offering the Korbonos, they must wear these four garments. The Kohen Gadol must serve whenever he serves, particularly Yom Kippur, and when he serves, he must wear eight garments. So it's a condition of the Avodah, it's a specification and an accessory of the Avodah. So we don't count these accessories as separate mitzvahs, the fashioning of these accessories. Now the Ramban goes on to talk about the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash and why the mitzvah, the command to make a menorah, make a shulchan, make a mizbeach, are not counted as individual mitzvahs. Said the Ramban, just like we learned about the Big Day Kohuna, that they are accessories for the avodah of the Kohanim. Likewise, a mizbeach is an accessory for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of korbanos. The korbanos have to be offered on a mizbeach. The menorah is an accessory for the mitzvah of lighting lamps in the Beis HaMikdash. In what do they light the lamps? In a menorah designed specifically as Hashem said to fashion it. There's a mitzvah to place the lechem upon in the showbread before Hashem. So where is it meant to be placed? On the table, on the shulchan at such and such a time. So the shulchan is an accessory for the mitzvah of lechem aponim. So we count the mitzvah of lechem aponim, but we don't count the mitzvah of making a table in order to be able to place the lechem aponim. That's the way the Ramban sees it, that we don't count as separate mitzvahs the instruction to fashion a menorah, a shulchan, a mizbeach, because they are accessories to their respective mitzvahs. Why is the Ramban not happy with the explanation that the Rambam gives not to count the making of a menorah shulchan mizbeach. The Rambam also does not count them as mitzvahs. So the Ramban and the Rambam agree that they are not counted as separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam said the reason they're not counted is because they are included in the more general mitzvah of making a mikdash. The Ramban says they're not counted because they are accessories for their specific mitzvahs which were performed with them, with the menorah, with the shulchan, with the mizbeach. Why is the Ramban unhappy with the Rambam's explanation that they're part, these kelim, are part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, that the Ramban furnishings are not part of the mitzvah of building a house? Generally, furnishings are not part of a house. If one says build a house, it does not mean build these furnishings. They're separate mitzvahs. But since they are part of their respective mitzvahs which they're used to perform, so they're not counted as individual mitzvahs, except for one. One kela in the Mishkan and in the Mikdosh was not used for any service whatsoever, and that is the Oroin. The Oron HaKodesh was not part of any service. It was just meant to be there. It housed the Luchas, the Sefer HaTorah, which Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. But no service was performed with it. So the Ramban says that in fact, the building of an Oron is a mitzvah, separate from the mitzvah of building a Mikdosh. And it cannot be counted as part of any service because no service was performed with it. It cannot be counted as part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash because, as the Ramban holds, furnishings are not part of the building. Therefore, the mitzvah remained to build an Oron. Now, in the Ramban's argument against the Rambam, the Rambam said we don't count the furnishings, the kelim of the Mikdosh as individual mitzvahs because they're part of the larger mitzvah of Mikdosh. So the Ramban has a strong point. The furnishings are not part of the house. So one of the Meforshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, called by an interesting name, Megillas Esther, he says that although the furnishings are not a prerequisite, a necessary part of the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, they could be a part of the mitzvah, because we find many things which are not absolutely necessary for the mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah can be performed without these parts, and nevertheless, the parts are considered a separate mitzvah. For example, the mitzvah of tzitzis has two parts. There's a mitzvah to put on regular threads on the fringes of a garment, and there's another mitzvah that we must put among those fringes, a pasil tcheles, a thread of tcheles of purple wool. Now, we know that nowadays we don't have the tcheles anymore. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to put on tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. Why is there such a mitzvah, although half of the mitzvah is lacking? Because they're two independent mitzvahs. There's a commandment to put on the what we call the white threads, and there's a commandment to put on the blue thread of tcheles. They're severable. So you can have the white without the blue, and the blue without the white. Now, are they counted as two mitzvahs? No, because over here we actually have an instruction from the Torah itself to count them as one mitzvah. Because after Torah says, put fringes on the garment and put a purple thread among the fringes. Then the Torah continues, V'hoyo lochem l'tzitzis. It shall be for you a mitzvah of fringes. Since the Torah uses the singular, that indicates that the two, the blue and the white, are contained in one mitzvah, mitzvah tzitzis. But just because they are severable and we can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis even without the purple thread, that doesn't mean that the mitzvah of tzitzis, of the blue, is not part of the larger mitzvah of tzitzis. Likewise, said the Megillas Esther, it's true that the mitzvah of the kelim, let's say the shulchan, is severable from the mitzvah building a Beis HaMikdash, but the fact that it is severable doesn't mean that it's not part of it. So the mitzvah of making the kelim, according to the Rambam, is part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, and don't disprove the Rambam from the fact that you could have a mikdash without these kelim. The Rabbi discusses whether, in fact, a mikdash would be valid without kelim. He also cites a machlokes between Tanoim to that effect, and says that there is someone who suggests, the Rogachover suggests, that in fact the argument between the Rambam and Ramban is based on that argument between the Tanoim in Shkolim, but the Rebbe doesn't like the idea for several reasons. So the Rebbe goes on to explain the Ramban. What are we left with about the Rambam? We're left with a difficulty of how does he say that the furnishings are part of the building. Now, with Ramban, we also have a difficulty. Ramban says that all the kelim, the shulchan, mizbeach, and menorah, are not counted as separate mitzvahs to make these three kelim because they are accessories for their respective functions, lighting the lamps and putting the lechem upon him and offering the korbonos or the ktoiris. So, except for the oroin, which is in fact a separate mitzvah to make an oroin, separate from the mitzvah of making a mikdosh. So with that, the Rebbe also has a difficulty, because at the very beginning of our parsha, where Torah says, "Make Hashem says, make for me a mikdosh, so that I will dwell among them." And then the Torah begins to enumerate the different kelim in the Mishkan. So the first of the kelim is the oroin. You shall make for me an oroin. Said Ramban, why was it that the first of the kelim to be enumerated is the oroin? Because in fact, the main objective of the mikdosh, which is that Hashem's presence should dwell amongst Yidden, was fulfilled with the oroin, because the oroin was where the Shechina rested. From the between the poles of the oroin, the kapoires, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he instructed Bnei Yisrael that that's Hashem's presence in the Beis HaMikdosh. So it's very strange that Davke the Oroin, which best expresses the point of the Mikdosh, is counted as a separate mitzvah from making the Mikdosh. The Rebbe explains this by a general understanding of what is the function of the mikdash. and we have two ideas. One, we have a house dedicated to Hashem where His presence will dwell. As the Pasuk says at the beginning of our parasha, V'osu li mikdosh, they shall make a mikdosh, V'shochanti b'soichom, and I, says Hashem, will dwell in their midst. That's one function. The other function is the avoide, it's a place of service to Hashem. This is where we serve the Eibishter primarily with the service of korbonis, other kinds of service. This is the place where we come to serve Hashem. And here, the Rambam and the Ramban disagree as to what is the primary function of the Mishkan or Mikdosh. Is the primary function to have a place like a house, a residence for the Shekhinah? Or is the primary function that to come to the Mikdosh, which is a place equipped to serve Hashem? According to the Rambam, the main purpose of a Mishkan and a Mikdosh is as a place where we serve Hashem. Since serving Hashem requires different accessories, parts, therefore the different parts of the Mikdosh by which we serve Hashem are all subsumed under the heading of make a Mikdosh, which means make a place to serve Hashem. And you can't count individual mitzvahs of make this and make that, because all of them are part of the service, and that's the point of the Mikdosh. But according to the Ramban, the main point of the Mishkan and Mikdosh was as a residence for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. And in the case of the Mishkan, a place where the Shekhinah would communicate. Hashem communicated with Moshe and Klal Yisroel from this site. The fact that it was also used to serve Hashem, that's because and in order that the Shekhinah should dwell there. And because the Shekhinah is there, that's why we serve Hashem there. But you cannot count the different kelim which were used for the service of the Beis HaMikdosh as part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdosh, because building a Beis HaMikdosh means providing a residence for the Shekhinah. So the Ramban argues against the Rambam, and he says that you cannot say that the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, etc. are included in the mitzvah of building a Mikdosh. No! The mitzvah of building a Mikdosh is to have a house, a residence for the Shekhinah. The mitzvah of making a menorah, a shulchan, a mizbeach, is because we serve Hashem through korbonis, or through lighting the lights of the lamp, or by putting the lechem upon him. And these kelim are accessories of these different avoides. That's the main point of the Rebbe's explanation of the respective shittas, the views of the Rambam and the Ramban about the mitzvah of building a Mishkan. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah bottom-up where we come to serve, to approach Hashem. According to Ramban, it's top-down, it's a place where Hashem comes to reside with us, among us. Now, the fact that the Ramban counts the Oroin as a separate mitzvah, the Rebbe doesn't address directly, but what comes out from the discussion is that there was a place in the Mikdosh where Hashem particularly resided, and that was the Orin. But the whole Beis HaMikdosh is the residence for the Shekhinah.